Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
I'm thinking in my mind, right? We got a lot of people, and it's like as soon as you get to college, mm-hmm. you know, in the Marines, they sent you those right before you went off. But in college, they're giving you credit cards right off the rip. Is this something that young entrepreneurs could actually take advantage of?
No, I would say as soon as you're 18, if to let you know, I'm trying to change the way that people think of a credit and yeah. start applying for credit. So if parents start adding their kids at 16, when they're 18, they already have a 750-800.
Yeah, talk about that. You know what I mean? I saw that on Instagram. You yeah. was like 16. Yeah, can you explain that?
Yep. So because it kind of goes in hand with your question. Mm-hmm. So it's like, If you have kids that are under 18 and at least 16, you can add them to your credit card. Just like how, I think we said your grandmother, right?
My mom.
Your mom added you to your card.
Yeah,
at 18. And you got all that history. But if she would have added you at 16, when you turned 18, now you have at least 2 years of an active credit report. Because this is the thing. Your credit report doesn't exist until something happens on there. Your credit report, just you're 8 years old. You don't have a credit report. Right. You know what I mean? So if you're 16 and your parents add you, your mom and dad each add you to a credit card, that should be the birthday gift. Hey, let me add you to a credit card, give it to you, start learning how to use it. You know what I mean? Now when you become 18, now you can get your own American Express, your own thing. Now you don't need these. And what else don't you need? Trade lines. Because what a lot of people, the reason, once again, I'm going to talk about trade lines a lot.
Not a big fan.
You know what I mean? Because people use trade lines because they want the history and the limits. So start at a younger age. So now when you're 18, you already know, now I don't need those trade lines. I already got my own credit cards. And now you're just starting it to where when you're in college, now your parents are going to open up an LLC for you, open up this, do whatever. And now you can use your own credit. You don't have to have a co-signer mm-hmm. for a car, for an apartment, for anything. And now we're changing the trajectory of when people apply, but how they apply And more importantly, why they apply.
Yeah, parents, be responsible. That's number one. Be responsible with your credit. Because like you said, this could definitely help your children.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. All right. So business credit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this. What are the steps? I know I wrote down some notes. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a legit business, obviously.
Yep.
Tax ID. So explain the difference. Can you explain the difference between business credit, personal credit, and then I guess there's a hybrid situation. Like you said, Amex is technically not full business credit because they still use your personal guarantee.
Yep.
So what is the difference between like the Amex situation where you still got to have a personal guarantee and just full-fledged business credit?
Yep. So, you know, your personal credit, you use your social, right? Social security number.
Mm-hmm.
When you start a business, you get, you know, whether it's an LLC, a C Corp, S Corp, whatever the case is, you start a business and you get your tax ID. Now you're actually a business. And I want people to understand that because a lot of people think when they have a sole proprietorship, but they have a business, they really don't because you're still using your social. So you have to get a tax ID. And once you start building business credit, depending on what you're going for, you're going to have to use your personal credit, right? So there's a difference between co-signing a personal guarantee, which you guys spoke about before. You know, if you're personally guaranteeing something, you're using that to kind of like get approved for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with a personal guarantee on an American Express credit card, for instance, unless you're like a major corporation like Facebook, Walmart, whatever the case is, you're not getting American Express without using your social, even though you have your tax ID too. Now you're using your personal credit as leverage to ultimately get that American Express, the Chase, and everything else. So the reason why I say it's not true business credit, even though it does report to Experian business, is that you still got to use your personal credit for it, which is not bad. But in the event that you default, like you don't pay it and it gets charged off, now it gets reported to your personal credit.
If you default on the business card, it goes back to...
Yeah, okay. So if you have an American Express and you don't pay it for a certain amount of time and it gets charged off, now that business credit card is not going to show up as a late payment. It's going to go straight to charge off status. And now you're going to go from having a 720 credit score to now having a $20,000, $30,000 charge off American Express credit card from the business. And to get that off, you got to, you know, you got to pay it. You know what I mean? You don't want to evade that debt because now it's tied to your business. You know what I mean? To get a true business credit card or anything with business credit is by not having to use your social and just by using your tax ID and maybe your Dun & Bradstreet, which I know we're gonna cover.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? So that's true business credit is not using your social security number, your date of birth, your name, anything. And all you're using is got credit, your tax ID, your EIN, I mean, your address, business, you know, business email, business phone number, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's the true business credit. But with American Express, with Chase, you know, those credit cards, you're still going to have to use it, even though it's still going to report to your business credit.
Got you. So you spoke about D&B.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what it is, why it's so important, and why people, especially in business, should know their number?
Yep. So Dun & Bradstreet is another, like, I guess you can say social. So notice for personal credit, all you have is one. For business credit, there's like multiple things you got to do to establish business credit. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So Dun & Bradstreet is kind of like the biggest business credit reporting agency out there. And if you're trying to get like a car, if you're trying to get like Net 30 accounts, if you're trying to get things like American Express, they all check Dun & Bradstreet. And they give you what's called a DUNS number. So if you want to just create a DUNS number, you just go to Dun & Bradstreet's website. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. You shouldn't be paying anybody to get you a Dun & Bradstreet number. It's free. So now what it is people will report what you're doing to Dun & Bradstreet because they have to house that information somewhere. So that way, if you want to get a car, if you want to get something in the future and eventually not use a personal guarantee, that's what they're going to check, your Dun & Bradstreet credit report. You know what I mean?
So they're logging the data.
Right. They're logging the data. So it's like now... Your American Express is not being reported to Dun & Bradstreet, though. It's being reported to Experian business. So, it's you know, there's Equifax business, Experian business, and Dun & Bradstreet. Just like how with the three, there's Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three with this one, and there's even more, but those are the main three. You know what I mean? So now with Dun & Bradstreet, now you're also given a number. That now when you apply for something on a business credit report, they're like, what's your DUNS number? And a lot of people don't know that. Like, what are you even talking about? So now they go to Dun & Bradstreet's number. They got to buy one. And then they try to sell them this crazy software, this crazy monitoring. And they don't need that. You know what I mean? So eventually, once you start building business credit, All you got to apply for is with your business name, your tax ID, and you're done in Bradstreet, and it doesn't get reported anywhere. God forbid you default on it, you're protecting your personal credit.
So if I want to get a business credit card without personal guarantee, where would I go to for that?
So it depends on what type of business credit card you're trying to get. Because a lot of, especially if you're in business under 2 years, you're not going to get it because you haven't built history.
So you got to use a personal guarantee.
Right. Mm. There might be some out, you know, there's like, you know, once you start building revenue and you can show tax returns and you can show IDs, like there's some local credit unions that you can get a business credit card without it. And then there's also like some other business, like a gas card, right? So this is one of the things that we tell people is a gas card actually has a lot of value in it because you can get an a Visa or a MasterCard business credit card that you don't have to put your social on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And those Visa, MasterCard business credit cards are powerful because, yeah, it's tied to a gas station, but it's a Visa, MasterCard. So now what you're doing is you're building your Visa, MasterCard business credit so that way you could eventually get a credit card without it.
Yeah. A wise woman spoke to us about gas cards. Yeah. Shout out to Ms. Business.
Yeah. Gas cards are the hidden secret of business credit.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.